Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the Bible is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It's a crabby Thursday, everybody. Thursday, February 19th, 2015.
The year of our Lord.
It's a little bit after 2 p.m. here on the Pacific Coast. A little bit after 5 if you're listening to us out in the East, where if you have testicles, they're currently pulled up under your chin because it's a goddamn cold out there.
Oh.
We are going to be here for the next couple of hours live. You can then download us as a podcast, always at crabdiving.com and shit. But if it ain't between those times, you could also be listening to a rerun. We stream warm to you 24/7 here on the network, and sometimes we throw in reruns. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Name this tin.
Uh-oh. Odd Couple?
Yeah, there you go. Oh, God, I love that music. I randomly heard it on Pandora or something on some jazz station. I heard...
would throw that in the Netflix queue too. The old the 70s, right? I'm a 60s, 70s. Goddamn, 70s. I want to say, yeah, the Odd Couple.
Wasn't there a voiceover that went along with a theme song like "Is Didi 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 Meet Oscar"?
I think early on, maybe, or yeah. Something
he
like
died.
That.
They're both dead. They're both no longer
Sadly,
with us.
Sadly, they're no longer with us.
The movie was Walter Matthau and...
Tony Randall, though, had a kid in his 90s, remember?
Oh, my God.
He got married, like, at 90 or something and fathered a child or some shit. Go Tony.
Yeah. God, that's amazing. Go Tony, yeah. You think...
He went.
How conscious was he of that fucking kid, though? I mean, listen, I don't mean to marginalize people in their 90s, but geez, man.
I find that a little irresponsible.
He doesn't
to breed in the 90s. That poor kid's going to grow up without his great-grandfather, who was his really father.
Right. You can't blame the late greats or Tony Randall. He does not. At 90, you don't know what you're fertilizing and what you're not fertilizing. You have no idea.
Oh, I think he was still working, man, up until close to the end, I thought.
I don't know.
Was ill. I thought he was pretty
with it.
With it, yeah. From what I understand.
I mean, you don't think he was taken advantage of? Like right before, I mean, it's a horrible thing to say. And if you're Tony Randall's wife, no offense, but did you get knocked up right before he died for any, you know? Well, I mean, you know, you're going to be loaded. You're going to live on Tony Randall money for the rest of your life.
She's probably going to get that anyway, right? I mean,
with
a
kid, though. No, I call that the insurance policy to make sure.
You think there's a rider at the end that if in the event of a crotch spawn.
You know, I'm just saying, here's what I think. Tony Randall had a kid at 90. How many kids over how many different, you know, mothers does he have? I mean, is he like
How many baby mamas does Tony Randall have out there? You're saying that Tony Randall was spilling like his seed like Johnny Appleseed?
He's like a power forward on the Knicks.
Man.
He had a bunch of kids. Who's that kid? Who's that guy? Who's a football player with like 27 billion kids that everybody make jokes about?
Oh.
They make jokes
about. Yeah,
I forget. Crow Marty? Or what is his name?
It's, I can't remember.
Oh, God. You know who would know? The guys on the Daily Upper Decker?
Daily Upper Decker would be able to whip that out. Listen to the Daily Upper Decker, 8 p.m. here on the network every night. New episodes. There was a brand new one last night.
Yeah.
8 p.m. here on the network streaming. Or go to crabdiving.com to download episodes after it turns into a podcast. It's like a butterfly.
Oh, wow.
Of sports.
What?
Yeah. Trivia and betting and some cussing.
What's the scientific process of a caterpillar turning into a butterfly?
It's called spins, metamorphosizes.
Metamorphosis.
It spins a web
yes.
around itself, and then God comes in and then squeezes
his right.
right nipple
yes.
onto, not the left one, because that's socialist and
right.
commie. Nothing left is good. And then it turns into a beautiful butterfly.
Right milk is democratic milk and communist
but that's
milk.
That's what it's like on our network, our shows.
Right.
Our wonderful, cool, beautiful yeah. caterpillars live, and then they metamorphosize into podcasts
Listen,
for all eternity.
Now, getting back to the show, how many kids does Tony Randall have, do you think? I mean, I'm just saying...
Two.
Just two?
Well, I mean,
how is it possible?
On the official Tony Randall biography.
Yeah, I'm just saying a guy that has a kid at 90, there's a good chance he's got a bunch of them running around. I mean, maybe not. Was Tony Randall a womanizer?
Well, I don't. I mean, no. Why would you suggest that? He's got two kids.
But he had a kid at 90. That just says something.
He was married to one woman from 1942 until her death in 1992.
Well,
50 years he was married.
Jeez, listen, Tony Randall, to the ghost of Tony Randall, all his family and relatives.
Possibly then he turned into a poonhound.
Yeah, he went nuts.
After he was widowed.
I apologize.
Rock on, man.
I don't want to slander the memory of Tony Randall.
Now, he remarried in 95.
Yeah, to somebody, you know, young enough to have a child, okay?
He was 75 at the time. Heather Harlan, his wife,
yes,
was 25.
Holy fucking shit.
The same age difference as was the length of his first marriage.
Oh, was that on purpose?
Coincidentally.
What's her name?
Heather Harlan, H-A-R-L-A-N.
Oh, here we go.
He passed away in his sleep, in fact, in 2004. Big bummer. Why are you laughing?
Just look up, if you get a chance, everybody look up a picture of Heather Harlan. I mean...
He had two children... after that, I thought his kids, he might have had one kid with
right.
the previous wife. He had two kids with the young wife.
Okay. Well, listen, you don't.
Younger.
So he didn't have any kids with his wife before that point.
Correct.
God.
The 50-year marriage. this is, we're going to, this won't be the Tony Randall 2-hour show. Though we miss him.
It's our fucking network, though. We run this shit like North Korea. We
his
can talk about whatever.
Yeah, his birthday's coming up, so we can say it's
Tony Randall
a
Day.
Tribute to his, you know, his.
God. I mean, listen, don't have kids before you're ready. That's what I'm learning. And by the way, he died before they turned into big shitty teenagers. Maybe that's nice for him.
He left him with young
so
mom.
So much money, too. Tony Randall's kids, they are going to be like Paris Hilton on crack.
You think Tony Randall had a shit ton of money?
Yeah. He was in The Odd Couple.
But, yeah, but, I mean, he was, like, famous.
He was in the 50s, movie.
50s, 60s, and shit like
he
that.
He was in the movie Scavenger Hunt. He co-starred with the Governator.
Oh, well, then, obviously.
And Dirk Benedict
was rolling in wealth.
Well, and he never had a sitcom, correct?
Oh, sure he did.
What sitcom? Odd Couple.
Plus, he had later on. He did that. He was a wasn't he a? Didn't he play the first gay character? A gay character on TV or something?
I don't know.
Sorry, people. We've gone down the rabbit hole or the Randall hole.
Wait. Was Tony Randall gay or was he British?
Neither.
Oh, was it? I don't know.
He's from Oklahoma.
Just kidding.
And he's got a bunch of kids. I mean, not that that precludes you.
He's from Oklahoma.
Born in Tulsa, Oklahoma in 1920.
He has to be the most talented and most accomplished actor to come out of that shithole state. Am I right?
I don't know about that. I think there might be some others. What about...
Who? I mean, you know...
Well, yeah, sure.
Tony Randall, king of Oklahoma.
He did the Tony Randall Show,
yeah,
playing a Philadelphia judge for a few years, a sitcom after The Odd Couple. And then Love, Sidney. That's what I'm talking about.
What was that?
Sidney was written as a gay man, but his character's sexuality was made ambiguous when the series premiered.
He could,
After that, he refused to star in any more TV shows, favoring the Broadway stage as medium.
That's why his kids are sad today. That's why they're sad. Because he did theater instead. He could have made so much money. I mean, that's when, if you're older, that's when you cash in and you waddle your ass up to Paramount or whatever, and you sit on the couch and you're the funny, stupid, senile uncle in whatever fucking sitcom. Like, you're in Suddenly Susan all of a sudden. You know, you're in shitty shows. And you sit there and you say
Suddenly
things
Susan
like...
Suddenly Susan was on for a number of fucking years, wasn't it?
Like, how come Tony Randall wasn't the custodian on Wings? It didn't pop up every once in a while and, like, have a funny line like, oh, my God, did you see that? You know what I mean? Yeah.
Like Rickles doing that sitcom with...
Daddy Dearest?
With What's-His-Face.
Yeah, with, God damn it, Richard Lewis.
Richard Lewis.
He was great in that. Well, he was great in the outtakes from that.
It's a 70s comedy hour, 70s, right. 80s comedy
By the way,
hour
if you want to see Don
diving.
Rickles in outtakes from Daddy Dearest, please go to crabdiving.com. In the search bar, search Rickles. You'll be taken to the blog post where I gave tribute to Don Rickles. Rickles and Richard Lewis.
Homage.
An homage
was paid. Give us a call if you like during the show, if it's that live time. 323-601-5427, 323-601-LIBS. You can also leave us a message on that number if it ain't the live time of the show, or if it ain't during the live time when Rick Wood, Morning Wood, is using the number in the mornings. You can leave us a message, 30 seconds, and we may play them on the air. Also, you can tweet us during the show if you'd like. Ryan keeps his eyeball peeled.
Oh, shit.
On his lefty eye, yes. Peeled on the Twitter. It's at crabdiving. And that's how you can contact us during the show if a shit is given by you to do so.
I typed in Tony Randall, Heather Harlan, and you know what else pops
Sex
up?
Sex tape?
You didn't know. No.
Really?
There's never the Tony Randall sex tape. It seems like
he's in a furry costume. And
how was he able to lead such a respectful career and never, you know...
Waffle iron?
He never pulled a Fred Willard, never pulled a Pee Wee Herman.
We don't know what he pulled. He never got caught pulling anything.
Yeah, but you know what else pops up on the Google image? Anna Nicole Smith and whoever that guy is, she married, you know, for his money. Basically.
Oh, the billionaire.
God, I don't know if I've ever seen a picture
the
of
Texas
them together. I mean.
He was 1,000 years old when they got married. It was love. Soulmates.
It looks like she is married.
He was a young, youth someone. Trapped in an ancient body.
It looks like he's trapped in a costume somebody made at George Lucas Productions or something.
Hey, look.
It's really disturbing.
If she made that old man happy in any way in his last years. When he could barely fucking move, if she made his wrinkly little thing move in the tiniest little bit,
yeah,
give her the millions.
Yeah, you're obviously not
rest her soul.
You're obviously not the guy's son.
Well, but they weren't cut out.
Right,
everybody got gazillions.
Yeah, but you get less. That's bullshit.
That's
God damn it. Listen.
Oh, yeah, he earned that money, I forgot, by crawling out of his mom's vagina.
I mean, I'm not trying to be a dickhead. Yeah, that's true. I'm not trying to be an asshole or anything, but that's, you
Nicole,
know.
She fucked that old man. She earned that money more than that than his kids did crawling out of the privileged lavage of mama or old man, whoever died.
That's true. I agree. That makes a lot of sense. But if I was this old guy, you just offer her a deal straight out and say, listen, we'll get married. I know I will be dead soon. Here's what you get upon my death.
Well, that's what a lot of them do. But
she got it all, didn't
she? You know, she got a number of it. They were fighting until the day she died, I think, over the estate. There might still be shenanigans going on. Like, the daughter might now be involved in, like, her estate may be fighting the old man's estate still.
Wow.
I don't know, but... You know, that shit goes on.
Well, you know, that's the way this guy would have wanted it. If he's looking down from heaven. I'm so glad that people will be fighting over my fucking money for generations to come. How nice.
Right. Maybe he was from Texas, so he'll take a minute or two from watching the television of all the homosexuals and non-believers roasting down in hell.
Oh, that's true.
Right? Isn't that what a lot of them say? Like, I can't wait to... I'll be up in heaven after the apocalypse, and I'll be laughing at year roasting nuts down in the
because they have a window, right? It's like you ever see
it's a giant screen. It's a
Battlestar
Jumbotron.
Galactica, you know, in Battlestar Galactica, where they could go to the one specific place in the ship,
right,
and look out the window at the universe. They have that in heaven too. It's crowded though. It's crowded.
I think it's probably an app.
Oh, is it?
On the heaven phones that you get to carry around, man.
What's your friends burn in hell?
Right.
App. That's fun.
Torment. You could probably like press a button and poke a soul, poke a faggot in hell app. Ding, ding, ding. Every time you poke it, he gets a pitchfork.
Oh, yeah.
Right in his armpit.
Right. Do you think when the rapture happens and then Satan pulls all the heathens down into hell.
Is that what happens?
Yes. Will they all be tagged on Facebook saying they're there? Will they be checked in? So then you can actually physically look on your phone and you can have an app that tracks how your friends are doing burning in eternal fire.
I think that's probably, yeah, I think there's probably all kinds of perks of belonging to.
I don't know why that would be crazy.
The Christians.
Why would anybody think what I just said
now,
was crazy
don't
when
forget
you think
if,
about, like, you know...
If you're
other...
a Mormon, you get your own planet.
Oh, yeah, that's true. What planet do you want?
Not this one.
Do you want Mars? I did a story about Mars. They have bad weather there.
Yeah. Well, I mean... Do you get to make your planet the way you like it? Do you get to rehab?
Yeah, it's like Sim City.
Or is it like rental?
No, it's like...
You can only, like, hang a picture or two.
It's like Civilization.
Is it?
You ever play that?
Oh, all the time. I love that one. not nowadays.
But you can build a whole planet. That's how the Mormons build their planet.
Right. That's how the Koch brothers spend their day.
Oh, yes. Sucking each other off and counting their gold ducats. And, fuck you both.
And manipulating the world.
Who?
Manipulating the country. Not in a good manipulating kind of way, like in the backseat of a car in high school. Tony Randall, Arthur Leonard Rosenberg, by the way.
That's his name?
His real name.
Oh, he's changed it.
Born to a Jewish family in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Was he embarrassed of his heritage? Or was he just trying to work?
Yeah, I think.
And both?
Yeah. I don't think he was embarrassed of his heritage. I don't think he ever...
I mean, it's weird how that works, right? Because I'm surprised I don't have to change my name. My name's German. My ancestors burned 6 million people in an oven. Yeah, I'm surprised I don't have to disguise my name for being German. It's Pfeiffer, right? So, like...
Right.
I'm surprised I didn't... You know how people, like, in the entertainment business, sometimes they change their names because they don't want to sound too quote-unquote Jewish or too quote-unquote Asian.
Yeah, but, I mean...
Who would want to sound German?
Your last name is not Hitler.
No, but it's Pfeiffer.
Mengele.
No, that's true. That would be... Then you would need to change.
I think, you know, a lot of those names probably... Maybe there was some changing done.
Yeah.
Goebbels.
Is there?
Do you know a lot of Goebbelses?
Do you know any Antonio Mussolinis?
Right. I think there's a lot of Mussolinis around.
My name's Bill Stalin. What's yours?
So that's a little trip down memory lane about Tony Randall. We can see what's going on in our neck of the woods.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California, it's time for the news here. We check the headlines, give it fair and balanced coverage. Let's start out dumb today. We'll work our way. We'll turn on brain cells.
Welcome to the loony bin.
Shutting them down. Let's go over to the Drudge Report today.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's probably ISIS again.
No, fuck it. I'm going Mexicans. I always go Mexicans.
Okay. Two different types of brown terror. Here we go.
De-de-de-de.
The Drudge Report right now. The headline on the Drudge Report.
Oh, we do have that drum roll sound, don't we?
Do we have a drum? We do have a drum roll. The head. Okay. the headline.
Oh, we got it. I love that.
Is don't be boring with a quote. And it leads to.
Yes.
It's got a photograph of a New York Post
I bet I lost. It's not Mexicans.
I wonder if this is real or if this is a meme somebody did. Meme. But it's supposed to, because the New York Post is
trashy,
crazy. But it's a Photoshop picture of Barack Hussein Obama with a blindfold on. And it says Islamic terror. I just don't see it. So they're, you know, their panties are in a bunch because he won't say. He won't liken the Islamitude in his.
I get it.
To these ISIL guys.
Right.
He's
trying not to piss a bunch of people off. He's trying not to marginalize.
Well, you know, we got some friends that are into that Muhammad dude.
And they're not all fucking, they're not all terrorists. It's these people.
Yeah.
It's just these people.
And granted, yes, they're using, he says the right things. He says they're using religion.
Right.
In a bullshit way. They're bastardizing the message.
Not all Irish Catholics blow up cars. Is that correct?
Or not all Christians take out abortion doctors.
Yes. Yeah, I agree.
And or not all Christians protest at funerals of people saying soldiers are going to hell because of homos.
Yes.
So, but you can't get through to these people. They're so pissed off that he won't say that this is Islam. And then he came out and had that speech yesterday, which they're fucking flipping out over, saying, where he came out and said, look, we're not at war with Islam. We're not at war with Islam.
We're at war with ISIS.
We're at war with terrorists who are associating themselves with a fake, made-up version or interpretation of Islam.
And then why do you get, it's interesting that people even get hung up on that. Who cares what the people who are lopping folks' heads off, who gives a shit what they believe in? Just wipe them off the fucking planet so I don't get my head cut off. I don't care what sky god they worship. It's all bullshit to me anyway.
Right.
Who cares?
The link on Drudge goes to the Telegraph in the UK.
Trashy, correct.
That says...
isn't the Telegraph trashy? And it's like owned by somebody shitty. Is it owned by Rupert Murdoch?
Is it?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know if he owns the Telegraph.
I feel like it is, so it must be true.
You smell Murdoch over on the Telegraph?
I smell Murdoch!
The Barack Obama, President, they say Barack over there, don't they?
Hello.
President Barack Obama.
Yes.
Has warned that Muslim community leaders are in danger of losing the propaganda war with the Islamic State in Iraq and the Levant, ISIL, and are often too, quote, boring to prevent their young people from getting radicalized.
It's so nice that, God, I forgot what I was going to say, that Richard Chamberlain is in studio today. Wait, is he American?
He's Richard Chamberlain?
British, right?
No, he's British.
Yeah, I was think saying so. You sound like Richard Chamberlain.
That's my Richard Chamberlain.
Yeah. Kate, come sit in my chair, take my microphone.
Obama said, by the way, to the older people here, as wise and respected as you may be, your stuff is often boring compared to what they're doing. You're not connected. And as a consequence, you are not connecting.
What?
I don't know. I guess he's saying that to younger Islami type people.
Yes.
Regular old-fashioned Islam is boring.
Right, right.
And that these guys are all over Twitter and all over Facebook and using all kinds of media to paint a glorious, romanticized picture of what it's like to hop on a horse and wear a black tunic.
He's saying they got to jazz it up. They got to reach out to the younger crowd.
Yeah.
Get some celebrities on board with their movement. That's what he's saying.
High-quality videos, online magazines, the use of social media, terrorist Twitter accounts, it's all designed to target young people online in cyberspace.
So get a Vine account. That's what he's saying.
So I guess the right is pissed off about that. That he's he's telling them, you know, the he's telling Islam, don't be boring.
Right. And meanwhile, the right is perpetuating this lie that Barack Obama is, in fact, doing nothing to stop this. When, in fact, he is bombing the living fuck out of the Middle East.
We are bombing the shit out of them.
Man.
One of the headlines over here says Fox's empire keeps rising. Ratings.
Ooh.
That's awesome. Here on the Drudge Report.
Great. Wonderful.
We like that. It's a good show. I just wish it would have been on HBO.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't you think?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Much more liberal use of the N-word, which hasn't dropped once.
Oh, yeah.
They used the F-word.
Right.
For gay man.
Yeah. A
couple of times.
It's so weird that there's a hierarchy.
But they haven't used the N-word.
Right.
At all. Which, good for them. I'm just saying that had it been on HBO...
Oh,
it
yeah.
might have dropped a time or two.
And there would have been lots of restuses.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm yeah.
Just theorizing.
So that's the headline. They're all upset about the president. You know,
relax.
Blank. They're all upset about the president. Blank.
Yeah.
Fill it in. Anything he does. They're going to get their little granny panties all in a twist about.
And right-wing.jobville USA, what would your boy George Bush have done? Bomb the same thing Barack's doing, bombing the fuck out of him. I mean, you know, he would make different speeches and
well,
say...
Well, no, he would have bombed the wrong country.
Oh, yeah, he would have.
Instead of finishing, you know, Afghanistan, he went into Iraq.
Maybe,
tried to say that was...
Maybe we shouldn't have bombed the shit out of Iraq and just... Maybe it would have been better if we had not have done
that. You're right. Yeah.
God. Like, I don't, I mean, you got to wonder how history is going to see George Bush, the son. You just, there is no way 10 years from now.
It ain't getting better. They keep saying.
People are not going to romanticize him the way they have Reagan. That ain't happening. And that's starting to go away,
and Reagan's going to go away, too. Yeah. Now that the trickle down. Has proven itself to
it
be
is
that it's
bullshit.
That we're not underneath a fountain of wealth. We're underneath an anus of diarrhea.
Right, and it doesn't taste good. It's rough.
So that's the headline there. Let's head over to Arianna Huffington's Tommy Pinko liberal
defeat.
Huffington Post, where a little bit of foreign policy news going on.
What?
It says, deal.
Fuck you.
Turkey, U.S. to train Syrian rebels.
Burn in hell.
Oh, which ones? This could turn around to bite us.
I don't know.
In the tukuses.
I got to tell you, if I was working on this and I was Barack Hussein Obama's personal assistant, I'd be like, I don't know which rebels to send this to. Send it to whoever.
Well, and it's infuriating. The complexity of the shit storm that the Cheney cunt administration left in the Mideast.
Yes. It's a mess.
And
it's a tremendous mess.
Right. And the way they think it's just like typically conservative, it's black or white.
Right.
Pun intended.
Yeah.
But it's so complicated over there. Like, that's what I mean. Which, okay, let's read. This deal is a Turkey and the United States signed an agreement to train and arm Syrian rebels fighting the Islamic State group.
Okay. Now, understand that.
Yeah, but who else is fighting the Islamic State group? So is Bashar Assad, who, I don't know, was spraying some fucking chemicals on his people not all that long ago.
God damn it. So do they support this guy?
Well, that's the thing is, the enemy of the enemy is the friend. And then they're Iran... is against these guys also.
Oh, great. Then we'll support them.
Then their heads explode because the right in this country are like, wait, we can't be... Barack Hussein Obama is going to hold hands with the Iranians.
Well, who are we going to support then?
And the Iranians want Israel dead.
God. So who do we support,
well,
though?
You know, that's the thing. It's fucking complicated.
What if
ain't black and white, you fucking idiots.
What if Egypt?
On the right.
What if Egypt goes in there and gets him? Why can't Egypt go in there and get them?
Well, this is, you know, part of what Barack Hussein Obama...
Quit saying his middle
name.
It's not fucking necessary.
Has been talking about is, getting these people to step the fuck up.
Right.
With what's going on in their own area. Now, sadly, it's taken
20 people to have their heads lopped off.
Yeah, and a pilot getting torched.
God, that's just a horrendous story.
So then it was at Jordan. Jordan's like, whoa, open up a can of whoop ass. And now the Jordanians are like, we're not going to rest until ISIL's wiped off this planet.
Oh, great.
Planet.
Then let's just give them money.
Now the Egyptians are all fired up.
Oh, okay.
But this is kind of what ISIS on one level wants. You know, they want to stir up the whole apocalypse. They want to get everybody in the world involved and stir it up, which is why these motherfuckers over at Fox News are playing right into ISIS's hands by stirring up everybody over here and saying, let's get involved. Let's get boots on the ground. Let's go, go, go. We got to kill them before they come here and rape us and make us wear Koran jewelry.
they're gonna deploy Koran merch. Is that what they're doing? Is that the end game? Little beer koozies?
Hell yeah,
well, probably not beer koozies. I don't know. Are you allowed to drink in ISIS, or is that a no-no?
I don't think so. I don't know. The men, I'm sure, can do anything. The men can do anything.
I mean, guys, it's weird that you'd outlaw drinking, but at the same time, you can whack somebody's head off. That's strange to me.
So I guess the Turkish government will be helping also, that we are going to train and arm these rebels.
Is it? Are they?
Apparently, we're picking some that we find less distasteful. You know what's going to happen? A couple of years, these guns are going to be aimed at us.
Afghanistan 2, Electric Boogaloo, correct?
Yeah.
We helped out. We helped out the Taliban years ago.
Right.
Dude, fuck it. The CIA gave, what's his face, chemical weapons, Saddam Hussein.
Right. Didn't we? Yeah, we armed the Mujahideen against the Russians in Afghanistan.
Yeah, and then we had to turn around and fight them. Yay.
Isn't that great?
Good for us. Now, here, let's just pick these Syrian rebels. Why not? Are we picking the Syrian rebels because they are in the same place that ISIS is?
Yes. See, ISIS is taking advantage of all these shitstorms that are going on.
Which everyone said would happen, right? If we broke Iraq, if we broke the fucking Middle East like we did,
we might not like what fills in the gaps.
Madness ensues. It's going to be super shitty. Super fucked up.
But George Bush had it handled. We had that handled. Mission accomplished. I landed on an aircraft carrier with a couple of straps holding my ball sack up.
Mission
so
accomplished.
You can see my package, my presidential package.
Could you really?
Did you see that picture of him on when he lands on that fucking thing? He's got his flight suit on. It's got up real tight.
What an asshole.
It's my ball sack.
Meanwhile, he can't go to Germany, right? Because they want to send his ass to the Hague.
I'm going
to
paint my ball sack. Huh?
Does he? Oh, yeah. Does he do body paint as well as portraits and still lives and pigments?
I hope not.
But he can't go to Germany, right? Him or Cheney.
Maybe there's a carnival in wherever he lives near Texas.
And he's face painting. Yeah. Right next to the funnel cake booth. Yeah. Does he? He can't go to
Germany. I painted Putin on this girl's thigh.
Yeah. You think he's ever signed anybody's tit? You know, like how if you're a rock star or something. Say you're Steve Winwood.
Yeah, right. You might.
W. Just puts W on somebody's left boobie.
I put my W on a girl's labia the other day.
Oh, God.
Yeah. When I was checking her for abortions.
Oh, right. Checking her for abortions. Abortions that she might have had.
Apparently, yeah.
Good Lord.
The Republicans probably want to put a little hashtag tattoo down there every time you get one.
Yeah.
So you gotta make sure you,
a hash mark. Well, they don't even want you to have one.
True.
Anyway.
Well, they're chipping away.
Yeah. But he can't go to Germany, though, right? Because.
What are we talking about? George?
Yeah. And Cheney. Or some country, right? Because they
were
indicted him for war crimes. Or they have been indicted for war crimes.
Same with that motherfucker Kissinger.
Oh, yeah.
He can't go.
He'll be dead.
Into a few countries.
You know what sucks about Kissinger? Before. He'll be dead. He'll just be fucking dead before, you know, he's shown in history for what he is. I mean, some people already know. I feel like people don't hate him enough, right?
Yeah, he gets wheeled out every once in a while.
Treated like a king.
Lauded, yeah. Like a great statesman. I guess if you hang around long enough. I mean, they did the same to George fucking Wallace. George Wallace flung himself bodily in front of the doors of a school to keep black people out. And by the time he died, he was lauded. And
God, that sucks. That now, sucks.
He did turn publicly around.
Right.
And at least the policies he supported later in life, he turned publicly around. Whether he did in his private life or not, who gives a shit, I mean.
Who's the guy?
They say that Johnson was a big racist. But you know what? Johnson did a fuck of a lot of good for this country.
Right.
Medicare. Anyway.
Yeah, he did do a lot of good for the country. He also killed one of our presidents and possibly killed Martin Luther King.
Allegedly.
I mean.
Allegedly.
I mean, and he also possibly killed a lot of other people.
It's gray area.
It's a gray area.
It's
Some really convincing evidence, though. What did Kissinger do that was so bad? It was all associated with the Vietnam War, correct?
Yeah, right. Wasn't he in on that whole deal of Nixon sidestepping the ceasefire that Johnson had negotiated? Kind of scary.
And a bunch of people died.
There were a lot of people that were like, "Oh, Kissinger! Too bad Kissinger couldn't be president." There were whispers that they were going to try to change that rule in the Constitution.
Oh yeah,
where you got to be a natural born.
Well, that they're going to change that for the governor. So they were right when
same thing.
Remember when he was really popular?
They whispered that shit too.
This tells you how stupid America is. When he fucking came out, I talk about this. I don't give a shit. When the governor came out of the closet, just kidding. When he came out on the Tonight Show and he told Jay Leno that he's like, "I think that is a disconnect in California." You know, that's what he said. He goes, Jay Leno's like, do you want to make an announcement? Is there something you want to say? He was all coy and stupid. And then the governor, like, you know, looks at him all serious. He's like, there's a disconnect. He announced on Jay Leno he was going to run for the governorship of California. That is trashy as fuck.
I remember that, though.
Trashy.
And I remember the recall. I remember that I hated that governor.
It was Gray Davis, right?
Yeah, hated him. Especially fucked us on the electric deal and everything like that. But I voted no on the recall.
No.
Because I was like, look, we made our bed. Let's finish lying in this. And for most of the people that did vote no, you could see what was coming. You saw the governor off in the distance. You could see all these idiots that were lining up to run. It was terrifying. A big waste of time. Waste of taxpayer money, that recall.
Wow.
But he was a shitbag. Horrible.
He would have been a good president, though, right?
Do you think? Arnold?
Yeah, what do you think? Would he have been tough on drugs? Tough on the economy? Tough on jobs. Yeah, I think he would have been tough on jobs.
I think in this environment, I think he would have been worthless. I think that was part of his problem here, was he was trying to run as a liberal Republican.
Yeah. He would have been tough on ISIS.
The horrible, heinous economic policies of Republicans and libertarians mixed up with, I think gay people should be married.
Yeah.
That's his, legalized weed. Smoke the weed, I don't care.
Yeah, he's a.
He had some of those more libertarian-y kind of stay out of it than some of the religious right. So he never coalesced the loonies on the right here in California, thankfully. And of course, the left hated him.
He was ineffective.
So he was ineffective. It was the same thing with Jesse Ventura in Minnesota. It was a great populist message.
Ooh.
But once you get to the governorship, you can't do squat because you can't play the stupid game. That's why you can get more done not being a politician these days, I really think.
You're bringing up something interesting. You mentioned the governor. You mentioned Jesse the Body Ventura.
Right. Great movie. Predator. Want to talk about Carl Weathers also?
Yes. I was going to mention Carl Weathers. Why can't we employ the Predator strategy on ISIS? ISIL. Whatever. Why can't we send a bunch of big
aliens?
Yes. A bunch of big, scary special forces guys with a bunch of do you remember the guns they had?
Yeah.
Those guns were so fucking fancy. You're telling me that if you drop some of those guys in the hills of Syria.
I have a feeling there are.
Right. Then why don't they take them the fuck out like they did in Terminator?
But it's also,
I'm sorry, in Predator.
It's also, pretty complicated.
Well,
do
you forget Predator? How complicated that was? The guy was a fucking alien who was invisible.
But we also
killed him.
I mean, I don't think there's these, you know, Jack Bauer kind of op missions going on. Because yeah. don't you think you would hear about these people?
And then who do you kill anyway,
disappearing
right?
and dying.
You know, like how in, was it Afghanistan, the troops over there, they walked around with a trading deck of cards.
Oh, that was so disgusting. I had one of those decks. I had seen one of those
and
in
it
Chicago.
Was the top.
My mother had one of those decks of fucking cards.
It wasn't trading cards. It was just straight up cards that you play with, right?
Yeah, yeah. But all they did was stamp a stamping Iraqi on the front of it.
But that was so you were playing. Then if you saw any of those walking around, you could say, hey, if you see something, say something. That guy looks like the Jack of Spades or whatever.
I guess so, yeah.
Do we have the same thing with ISIS?
I don't think so.
So we don't know who the fuck they are. So even if we had that team, if we had SEAL Team 6 with Carl Weathers, who the fuck are they going to blow up?
Well,
who are they going to kill?
And that's like that idiot from Arkansas the other day was like, we should just see some tactical nukes. What's wrong with Obama? He got no testicles.
Fuck you.
Use some tactical nukes.
Ding, 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 ding. God damn it. Are we gonna go a show without talking about Alabama? Is Alabama in today's show? They have to be.
I can't guarantee no.
God.
But you know, there's a lot clamoring.
Yes.
For the spots of, you know, shittiest, most biggest lunatics. Speaking of. I have to burp, ladies and gentlemen.
Eat me.
And we really don't have any kind.
Thank you for listening to the Crab Diving
button.
Podcast. A bunch of effete, liberal losers that hate America. Gah.
It's
you all right?
It's going to come out, yeah.
We need a medic!
The with Alka-Seltzer.
Yeah.
Rudy Giuliani. I just can't say enough bad about him
these days. A lot of people love this guy. Why?
9/11.
But he...
Wait, I'm getting hard. 9/11.
He did a good job on 9/11, right?
So good on 9/11.
But didn't he just do what most governors would have done or mayors would have done anyway? You go in a bunker, you get together, you...
I'm sorry, I'm thinking about
it.
Rudy Giuliani being so leaderful ship.
It burns!
Right, he was an effective leader, but like you said, I mean,
sadly, but most of the time buildings aren't blowing up, and you have to do boring things like, you know, govern the city.
Right, and so yeah, but and then you know he did really well on that election. 2008. Now the funny thing, the thing that does make me happy.
Oh, when he ran for president?
Is that in so many of the circles now, the pundits gearing up for 2016 for that.
It's the 2016 Republican primary.
Everyone getting, oh wait. There you go. Everyone,
you know, a lot of people don't know this, but we do that horn squeak live in studio.
Everyone.
Kate does it. She steps on it.
Everyone, yeah. Everyone in the clown car. But the pundits.
She hits the horn with her nose.
The pundits are all, I don't even remember what I was talking about. Oh, the pundits are all talking about Chris Christie.
Yeah.
As this election's Giuliani.
God, that's not good for him.
Like, run around blustering and has 3 or 4 minutes of, oh, this guy could maybe get the nomination, but real early. And then people actually, like, start listening to him talk.
Right.
And things like that. And they're like, God. Oh, God. And then flares out and laughably has to bail out with his tail between his legs. Because that's what's going to happen to Christie. Nobody can figure out now why fucking Chris Christie is still even in the race. Because even in any poll, in any state, even in his own state, he's losing to Hillary Clinton. He's losing in New Jersey.
But, like, here's the thing I never understood about Chris Christie. Why is he notable? I mean, he's a Republican governor. I mean, why was his name, even before he closed the bridge down or whatever the fuck he did?
Big state, Northeast.
And he's a governor, right?
And not batshit crazy. So they look at him as if he's, I mean, corrupt as fuck, but not teabagger abortion kind of lunatic Jesus
boy
Bible up your ass kind of crazy.
I gotta tell you, I think we're fucking up. The Dems are fucking up. We should be picking another guy from New Jersey to run for president.
Booker?
Yeah, it totally should be. I follow Booker on Twitter. Crab Diving follows Booker on Twitter.
He's been pretty quiet. He's been working with Rand Paul on the.
Oh God!
No, this is a good thing.
This is
a good thing. Once in a while, the libertarian warthog.
No!
Finds a truffle.
No!
Rarely.
Oh.
And on this one, tend to agree, it's prison reform.
Booker Warren, 2016.
Oh, no.
Why?
Elizabeth Warren probably is not going to run unless, they had that meeting that's driving everybody crazy now. What'd they talk about? What'd they talk about? Hillary and Elizabeth Warren.
Well, what about...
In December, they found out now there was a leak.
Clinton Booker.
Like a saggy depend.
Hey, shit, I forgot my point. It was something about Cory Booker running and...
But don't you think they're going to have to pick a populist?
I think... Here's why you're going to love the idea of Cory Booker running and getting elected president.
Another black guy?
Oh my God, it's the best. Could you imagine the ninnies in the South? Oh, I want him to be president just to piss them off. I don't want to hear one more word about what he wants to do as president. I just want him to win. I'm voting for him. Just to piss off everybody on Alabama, Georgia, Florida, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Texas, North Carolina, South Carolina, Kentucky, Tennessee. Take a breath, West Virginia.
Arizona, New Mexico.
But wouldn't that be great? Another black president. Oh, my God. It would piss him the fuck off.
There's a meme today I saw. It was funny. It was can we have a female lesbian atheist president?
Yes. Oh, I would love it. An atheist president.
Can you imagine how the heads would just explode?
Could you imagine how everything would be better instantly? Because you don't all of a sudden have a guy purporting to consult with Sky God.
We need to buy stock in popcorn companies.
Right.
Because June is going to be the time to pop that popcorn when the final Supreme Court decision comes out on the homosexual marriage.
I want a gay president. I'm glad you brought that up. When do we get a gay president?
Maybe we have one.
Oh, that's true. Maybe.
Isn't that what they allege? That one guy? Barry Sotaro was a homosexual in college. Man. He smoked a lot of the demon weed.
Yeah, we need a gay president. I don't know why we don't have that yet. We suck. We're so boring. Everybody that leads this country is white and fat and male and old. Boring.
Well,
we suck.
The current young Muslim.
Yeah,
black,
that's it.
Half black.
I mean, God. We got to mix it up.
So, Rudy Giuliani, just a fucking cock face. On Wednesday, he was talking, who knows, he was speaking somewhere, probably making way too much money, speaking in front of a room full of old white assholes.
What does he get paid to speak? Do you think it's over $100,000 or less than $100,000 per?
I'm going to say less. I don't know that he's in the six figures a night, but he's probably making $25,000 to $50,000. Don't you think?
I'm just thinking about how my life would change if I went out for an evening and spoke and didn't even have to make jokes or do comedy. People like, oh, Ryan Pfeiffer is going to talk to us for an hour. Please, someone give him thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars.
I know, right?
Why? Because of who he is. Could you imagine?
Yes.
People like, what's Pat going to talk about? Who gives a fuck? He'll just be there.
Exactly.
Maybe he'll look at me.
2 hours. 2 hours a day we do this.
Oh, yeah. And you would have in your rider, don't look at me. That costs you money. Don't make eye contact with me. I will bill you.
I'll have an app.
An app where you can make eye contact with me. Oh, that's funny.
So Giuliani the other night said, I do not believe... And I know this is a horrible thing to say. there you go.
Oh.
But I do not believe that the president loves America.
Oh. Hey, if Barack Hussein Obama went into something other than politics, would he be making more money than he is now? Fuck yes. Of course.
Probably, yeah.
So I think he loves America because he's leaving money on the table to take that stupid, shitty job that a lot of people wouldn't in his position.
And again, you know, fuck you all who suggest that if people disagree with you or don't goose step to your motherfucking bullshit,
you don't love
that
me.
We don't love the country because we don't agree with your heinous policies.
Who do they think America is? A vulnerable little codependent motherfucker? He's like, you don't love me. You don't love me.
They are.
Right. Yeah, they are. They're shitheads. I think Barack Hussein Obama loves the shit out of America. What do you think about that?
I do too. And I think he wants it to be a fair America. And the fact that he wants it to be a fair America for brown people and poor people
right.
pisses the white fucking privileged cunt bags off.
Yeah, don't worry about these drones over here, but yeah.
Well, and that's bullshit.
Yeah, it is bullshit.
Too. And I wonder, you know, there's another part that's like, obviously, he's got constraints. He's not a king.
What? That's not what
Despite
I hear.
Despite what they say.
He's a king.
And
he's
I'm
a tyrant.
Sure Barack Hussein Obama would have loved to have gone in there and said, guess what? I'm going to sign a piece of paper, and it's going to be free health care for all. And it's going to be $20 an hour minimum wage. And it's going to be 35-hour work weeks with 6 weeks of paid vacations. And it's going to be maximum CEO salaries capped at 35 times what you pay your minimum worker. And it's going to be conglomerates are going to be outlawed.
Really,
and
this.
All this stuff. How wouldn't that be nice? That's all the stuff he believed in beforehand. So I'm sure he's had to compromise, and I'm sure the drones are a compromise. I'm sure the NSA bullshit is a compromise. He's probably like, look, we got health care. I had to give in on the drones a little bit, guys. I got a lunatic.
I still have to blow people up.
Right wing
okay.
who wants us to. The only way they're going to be happy is if we.
I have to kill some brown people.
Kill some brown
just
kids.
Just a few. So. You know, slow your roll. If I was Barack Hussein Obama, which I imagine he has a pretty boring social life, I'm just saying there's not a lot of skeletons in his closet to maybe expose. Why doesn't he hire a shitload of private investigators, dig up as much bullshit on as many of these Republicans as possible, deliver that bullshit to said Republicans in an envelope, say, hey, you I vote mean, on this single-payer bullshit or we go live
don't you think
with
they,
this shit.
That- If there's anything to be had on anybody, it's,
I would, it's out.
It's out there. I mean, especially in the Karl-Rovian
yes.
world these days, the swift boat land where right. You can have guys lie.
Yeah.
Put it on a. Put
oh,
it
that's
on a,
right.
Put it on a. Yeah.
Are you talking about what they said
John
about John
Kerry?
That's disgusting. Not that he's a man of the people or anything, but, you know, he served our country and should. He's right. a hero, right? The guy's a fucking hero. Let him have all that fucking ketchup money.
So Rudy the Giuliani was on, I don't know how much of this you can sit through. He was on Fox and Fiends.
Oh, God. Oh, that's a good one, dude. What a great parody that would be.
Fox and Fiends?
Does somebody own that? Fox and Fiends.
Probably.
Yeah. Trademark.
Confronted.
Yes. Trademark crab diving.
I mean, you know, I'm putting quotes around confronted because it's, you know,
Deucey. Hey.
Hard-hitting journalist. Oh, well, what do you think the president is, do you think the president screwed up here?
God, Deucey, his biggest thing is like, what am I wearing today, stylists?
You're right.
I mean, really, I mean, he sits there, reads a teleprompter, hangs out with Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Here is the hard-hitting journalism of... Deucey.
Deucey.
Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Gross.
And that other fuckwad.
I think his name
Brian Kilmeade.
Oh, yes. I can't stand him. He's the worst out of those two. It's Brian Kilmeade out of the shit we've played on this show.
Yeah, he's a real lug.
Horrendous.
Here's them putting the screws to Giuliani because, you know, he said something horrific. The world jumped on him. So to do damage control, where does he go?
Is he holding Giuliani in his lap and stroking his hair?
Oh, sure. It's okay, Drew. It's okay, Rudy. We remember 9/11. We love you. Loading.
Loading.
We're moving cross-country, and we need
commercial.
Oh, you bastards. You bastards. You rat
Unexpected
bastards.
Unexpected commercial.
How dare you. fucking media commercials heads.
You're coming under fire this morning for some comments you made last night. We want to get your take on this. You had a private fundraiser there for Scott Walker. And you basically said, it's being construed as...
Okay, I got to stop, first of all. This isn't...
I have an aneurysm starting.
This isn't Ducey or Kilmeade. I don't know who this guy is. He's another Fox ninny.
He was at a private fundraising event for Scott Walker!
Private fundraising event. For Scott the Lughead Walker.
People aren't serious about him running for president. I mean, there's no fucking way. Please, no.
He opened an office in Iowa already. He's fucking serious about it.
I hope he runs for president, don't you?
I'm not, I'm going to punt on that one. I can't answer that about evolution. I don't think that's what a politician should talk about.
I'm going to tweet Cory Booker right now. Let's tweet him and ask him why the fuck he isn't running for president.
He probably is smart, man. Do you, after seeing what they did to Barack Hussein Obama over the past 6.5 years, do you think he wants to jump in there?
If I were him, I would walk around all day with a silk screen on my T-shirt of my birth certificate, just printed right there. Right. Just say, look, non-issue.
It's kind of fun to get Hillary in there, though, because they despise Hillary.
Yeah.
Almost as much as they hate Obama.
I know, but I just think Hillary. Is too moderate, and I don't... Oh, God, she's a fucking fat cat hawk, and
I've got a...
She's not progressive enough for me!
Yeah, I've got a story that I read, 5 reasons that progressives should hate Hillary Clinton. 5 reasons that progressives should be against Hillary Clinton.
We need somebody like we need somebody more left. That's what, as a party, that's what we should be striving for. We want somebody more progressive than Barack Hussein Obama to succeed him. Correct?
Left. I mean, allegedly he was the most progressive, but again, that's why I think, you know, the extreme left, the extreme progressives are pissed at him that he didn't get enough done. But I'm still saying, look, how could he? What can he do? He is not king. He couldn't make those fuckheads, those assholes. The mistake was,
yes,
probably.
Right. Was.
Healthcare too soon. I mean, as much as we need it.
You don't think the rollout was smooth enough?
I don't think that should have been the first battle.
Then what? What
immigration? Gay marriage was evolving. I think there was a bunch of other issues that were a little bit smaller that wouldn't have galvanized the lunatics on the right. Had they gotten those done, there were more people who agreed that stuff needed to get done before Obama. Now it's just they're against immigration because they're against Obama.
God, that's such a. I mean, I know what you're saying, but that is such a shitty way to have to operate.
But then it wouldn't have passed once they lost control of the House, then Obamacare wouldn't have passed.
You think what he really wanted was health care, the biggest thing he wanted out of his reign as a tyrant?
Well, he wanted single payer. He wanted at least a public option.
So maybe that's why
which we might get.
Because he thought if he had failed at immigration, there wouldn't be the political capital for him to go get health care, right? Maybe.
Right.
Shit. What a horrible way to have to operate. That's such bullshit. Meanwhile, we just... I don't know.
And, you know, the healthcare would have been better if they hadn't...
They waited, right?
Well, but if Mitch McConnell hadn't, the moment that Barack put his hand on the Bible... Yeah. On the Quran, probably yes. Put a fake cover on it.
I think
pretend it was a Bible.
Right.
The minute he got sworn in as the tyrant in chief, McConnell was like, "Well, our main goal was to make sure he's a one-term president." Remember?
Yeah.
I mean, that's
not.
Oh, let's get jobs for the country. Let's bring us out of this recession. Let's make these bankers held accountable. Let's clean up the air. Let's clean up the water.
Right.
Let's help poor people.
No. Boring.
Let's make sure we get that socialist out of the White House. It's our number one.
You don't know. You don't know that Mitch the bitch McConnell uses the N-word.
I never.
Him and Lindsey Graham hang out on the lawn at their plantation every Sunday afternoon. Mitt Julep, Pinky. Pinky extended as he sips, rifling off the N-word.
Mitch, do you ever think it was better in the old days when you could sit here and just dock ears for the eyes, as far as the eye could see, just working those fields?
Oh, man.
Well, yes, I think those were good old days.
Now, I got to go on an adventure in the steam room.
Right. You could take one of the slaves out in the back and do whatever you wanted with him. Her.
I put a tie on the doorknob of my office. Do not disturb. Wink, wink, wink.
It's a noose.
It's a noose.
It's a little noose.
You think he's into autoerotic asphyxiation, Lindsey Graham? Yes or no?
I don't know.
I hope he works with a spotter. I don't want him to pull a kung fu.
Yeah. He's got a little Reagan head ball gag.
Does that exist anywhere? Please say it does.
I don't know. Maybe. We should take a break here.
Yes.
We've got the second half of the show coming up, ladies and gentlemen. It's about 3-ish in the West right now.
Ding, ding, ding.
We're sorry for the rest of the country. We're having kind of a nice day here in Los Angeles. It's warm. We understand the rest of you guys are freezing your balls off, and
I went outside in shorts to go to the post office, and I was warm. I was uncomfortable.
I walked the dog in shorts. So I had shorts. She didn't.
Yes. Oh no.
She free balls it.
She doesn't have any balls.
That's why she's free.
God, you hear that?
She's free to have balls. We're an equal opportunity. Maybe she's a transgendered Jack Russell. I never asked her.
Oh man. Has that
occasionally
ever happened?
She lifts her leg.
Has anyone ever has a dog or a cat ever transitioned? Successfully.
I don't think so.
What vet would do that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Who would do that? And my dog needs a sex change.
There was a vet that, it was in the news a couple weeks ago, a guy that took his goldfish in and spent like $1,000 having some emergency bowel bypass surgery on his goldfish.
Oh, God. I
ponder that for a moment.
I've had pets.
The moral relativism of how high on the pet chain are you willing to go?
I've had pets my whole life. I love them. I love animals. But I don't know. A bypass on a goldfish? I don't know, on a guppy. My guppy needs dialysis.
I'm just saying.
My guppy is diabetic. I have a diabetic fish.
<You're right.
laughs> I gotta put an IV in his ass.
You gotta shoot your fish up with insulin twice a day.
Yeah.
I've gotta pull little bubbly out and stick him in the side.
Have you tested little bubbly's blood sugar today? How was it? Was it good?
I'm sorry to those who are being beheaded.
Fuck you.
We're gonna be back in a few minutes, ladies and gentlemen.
Glenn.
Refill what you need to refill. Empty what you need to empty.
Yay.
We're going to be back in a few minutes here.
What?
I'm going to just play a song. I don't know. I had a couple tracks here. It just says track one, track two, track four. I think this one might be a little bit of the Talkeetna group.
I think this might be, Bathtub Gin.
Bathtub Gin. It's a song. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go away. More crabs on the other side.
Something I've never seen before. It was a Chinese taco truck. I said, Holmes, come on, woo. What's the brother gotta do to get free food? You better wash some dishes, baby, on that Chinese taco truck. The Chinese, taco truck. I wasn't really sure if I was seeing what I'm seeing. The chick that was cooking was a sexy Korean, working with a Mexican, not a Puerto Rican. Kimchi tacos are forever.
what I'm eating.
Falling apart, slamming into the microphone. We're back, ladies and gentlemen, here on Crab Diving Thursday. This actually is Bathtub Gin from Talkeetna, Alaska.
Starring my brother, Jeffrey Pfeiffer, soon to star in, what's the name of that musical he's going to be in?
Oh, he's doing a musical up there.
It's
That's
a
right.
musical. He has a song and everything.
Here's our musical theater moment.
Right. I'm going to have to call in and do the show.
Is he going to sing?
Talkeetna. You realize
That's
this.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Wish we could figure out a way for you and
the satellite feed.
Oh, yeah. I don't think we have satellites.
I can't travel with this dog.
I'd
have to drive or take a boat.
Oof. I don't know if that part of the world is really a good suit for Kate.
Jack Russell friendly.
I mean, they do have dogs there that just run around.
Right. It's a different kind of a dog. It's a real dog.
Do you think if she came upon a bear, would she do the thing where she tries to play with it? Probably not.
I don't know. She likes big dogs. I don't think she'd
try to play with it or something.
We're back here. We're here till 4 p.m. live, ladies and gentlemen. Give us a call if you like. 323-601-5427. 323-601-LIBS.
Dee-dee-dee-dee.
Tweet us. Our name is at Crab Diving.
The Twitter is open.
And on Skype. Crab Diving is our screen name. Let's finish up this clip of Giuliani.
Right.
We hadn't finished this before we left.
What a dick.
He was on.
Straight up.
The night before was doing a fucking fundraiser for goddamn Scott Walker.
Yes.
From Scott Walker I'm from Wisconsin. I'm not sure about that evolution because, you know, I want to stay away from those kind of questions. That's a politician.
I'm going to punt on that. I don't know what to say.
I'm going to punt on that one. That's a scary one.
God! How long ago did Darwin come up with this shit? But yet people are still trying to arrive at a conclusion about it.
Well, in Wisconsin, I mean, I lived there for a while. I would like to think that
it's
not the fucking Bible Belt, that there's some sanity going on.
But you lived in
there.
Madison.
Well, yeah, and then another college town, and then
everybody in
kind
Madison
of a liberal artist town
believes in evolution.
I would hope so, most, yeah.
But those yahoos out there in the middle of fucking nowhere in the North Woods, near Bean Snappers, that titty bar that you used to go to Apple up there. And isn't that what was it called? Bean Snappers?
Bean Snappers. Titty bar in Appleton, Wisconsin.
Appleton. I've been to Appleton. I don't remember Bean Snappers.
It's kind of on the outskirts of town.
Right.
Not exactly like in downtown Appleton.
Whether or not you're challenging the president's patriotism, you said this: when I hear the president speak, I don't believe that he expresses the love of America as much as he does criticism of America. What do you mean by that? Well,
what do you mean by that?
I mean, they're teeing him up for an apology and for a bullshit answer. I mean, it's just gross. Fox News, and I may, for those of you listening along at home, I did the air quotes thing.
Around news. Yeah.
Because it ain't news.
They even had a graphic of his quote. So they knew, and they had him sitting there ready for the question. So the first thing they ask him, we're not going to play the whole clip, but it's 5 minutes. I almost wanted to listen to the whole thing and see, take bets on at what point he says 9/11.
Oh.
Because, you know, he can't.
It's 5 minutes?
He's got 9/11 Tourette's. He can't get through 2 minutes of talking without mentioning 9/11.
These are the two things he did. He fucking brought New York City through 9/11, and he ruined musical theater on Broadway by turning it into Disneyville, USA. What didn't that happen under his fucking reign?
Yes. Times Square.
I fault him for that. He made New York kid-friendly. Listen, asshole.
The Disneyfication of Times Square?
Listen, asshole. Everything's kid friendly, even Vegas.
That's sad. That is sad.
Most of the world is kid friendly. Quit making things kid friendly.
I mean, at night, Vegas is less than kid friendly. But really, during the day, it's disgustingly kid friendly. You think you'd be able, even in the middle of the day, to just bend a hooker over and do a line of coke off her ass in the middle of the strip.
That's freedom.
But it's frowned upon now. Because some asshole from the Midwest is walking their little crotch spawn. They've decided to do a family vacation in fucking Las Vegas.
Well,
and then they bitch, well, there's not enough family things to do here.
Oh, God.
What am I going to do with my kid when I'm off drinking and gambling?
You know what the funny thing is? You know why people go to Vegas? Because it's cheaper than going to Paris to see the real Eiffel Tower, because you can just go see the one that's there.
Because that's what some asshole from Nebraska wants to go see. I want to go see that Eiffel Tower.
I guarantee you.
They don't care about that shit.
Oh, they go there and they look at it. They're like, it's just that gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. Who needs to go over there and see those frogs? They hate America anyway.
Right. I do like Vegas, though.
Oh, Vegas is fun.
I like it. I like
There's still a lot of fun.
The Ellis Island Casino, very nice.
Too much kids, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Don't you wish we could do our show live from the Ellis Island Casino every day? You could go there and make extra money playing poker.
I might need that money for Prozac.
I know.
Or some other kind of... Because that's a...
That just fucks with you when you stay...
That's a sad little casino.
Oh,
I mean, it's a fun... little casino, but it's attached to a Super 8. I mean, it ain't...
it ain't good.
Yeah, it ain't the, you know, the Hard Rock.
Right. Oh, by the way, big ups to Stop Gun Nuts. Thank you very much for the follow on Twitter.
And that's the one... I noticed on Twitter we also got put in a Dummies of Twitter or something.
I know we did.
List by somebody calling
that's
us
my
a
fault.
Dummy.
That's my fault.
Oh, is that the gun thing?
Oh, yes. I've done posting gun stories. That's just pointless. Everyone, that makes everyone hate you.
Funny you should mention that. Do you want to hear?
Sorry. Let's see what Dickhead McGee says.
Here's Giuliani tap dancing.
Of America. What do you mean by that?
Well, first of all, I'm not questioning his patriotism. He's a patriot, I'm sure. What I'm saying is that in his rhetoric, I very rarely hear him say the things that I used to hear Ronald Reagan say, the things I used to hear Bill Clinton say about how much he loves America. I do hear him criticize America much more often than other American presidents. And when it's not in the context of an overwhelming number of statements about the exceptionalism of America, it sounds like he's more of a critic than he is a supporter. Mm.
I can barely sit in my chair for this fucking bullshit. I'm so sorry.
Rose up.
It made me nuts.
In anger.
I mean, what the fuck is he talking about?
And you do hear Obama. This is one of those moments where ambition in me this morning, I was like, I would love to go through the last 10 speeches of Barack Obama and have an intern or make an intern do it, go through and give me little snippets of Barack saying, this is the greatest country in the world. This country is blessed to be the most wonderful planet. Yeah. He says it all the fucking time.
Ad nauseum.
But because he dares criticize America ain't perfect. We're going to change. We're going to get rid of AP history because it says we used to own black people and that makes us look bad.
Yeah, I want to get an intern, make him do some research, figure out just how much Barack Obama loves America. Is he in high school?
It's infuriating.
You don't tell me you love me enough. I don't know if you love me. Grow up.
9/11. Yeah, 9/11.
Look at me. I don't get hugged enough.
The president doesn't love America.
You don't tell me you love me enough. You don't mention me enough. You don't ask about me.
So that's him. And the video of it, when he's like, well, I'm not questioning his patriotism. I'm sure he's patriotic.
God, what a
whatever.
Dick.
I'm sure he's patriotic, whatever. But he doesn't love the country. That's what patriotic means, you asshole.
Yeah, I don't hear it.
I'm sure he's patriotic, but for ISIL.
Yes. I mean, you know, and not for nothing, Giuliani, he beat you. I mean, they didn't directly run against each other, but he won. Giuliani
beat himself.
Ran for president.
Yeah.
Barack Obama ran for president.
For
who the
minutes.
Fuck's president? Who loves America more, you shithead? Maybe if you loved America more, you'd be president. What do you think about that?
You were talking about guns.
That's the wet dream of a lot of gun nuts. Am I right? Oh, look, the brown people are coming through my house. Let me
open you.
What do they think?
I just got a little dribble in my pants.
Lay down some cover and fire. I'm going in. Ah, damn it.
We will pound you into glass.
Thank you, Glenn.
Speaking of the guns.
Yeah.
We haven't heard from this gentleman in a couple of days. He's been remarkably silent. He was on a streak there for a while, saying something heinous every goddamn day.
Oh, yes.
Because he's got a book to sell.
Right.
God, guns.
Guts and...
Guns and
guffaws.
And glory holes. What glory...
God, guns, and grits and gravy.
That's it.
Man gravy. Was that a boing sound?
Boing.
I like boing, boing, boing.
Oops. That's applause.
Yeah.
There's boing. This one just says cartoon.
Do you think
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. I think the canned sound effects, I think, have a little to be desired.
A little lame.
No offense, yeah. Whoever made
and to the same students.
Yeah, those are the ones. Mike Huckabee, I don't know what weight loss protocol he was on. He may need to re-up.
He's been dining on straight up stupid.
Worried about his health.
Oh, yeah.
I'm worried about his health.
I'm not.
God, Guns, Grits, and Gravy. He was given a talk about the book.
What a stupid fucking God, Gun, Get Grits, and Gravy.
At the Destiny Worship Center.
Oh, Christ.
In Florida.
Destiny.
Which is actually the church that he attends.
That church is straight up named after a stripper.
It's got a stripper name.
Your church has a stripper name.
maybe it's actually a titty bar.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Sure.
It's the Destiny and...
Yeah. They strip there in the afternoon. Right. Whatever. God.
Cheyenne.
Destiny Worship Center.
In Palmdale. Oh, wait. That's here. There's another one. Oh, God.
Oh, they have franchises? They have different branches? Oh, good.
Oh, it just popped up here.
What?
It's Destiny, Florida. Oh. Near Panama Beach, I think.
Panama City Beach. Wow, that's where my mom grew up.
Destin, Florida.
Oh, Destin, Florida. That's right next to where my parents live.
They could go take in a Huckabee.
No. God.
Joint.
God, Destin, Florida, it's awesome, man. It's beautiful. Why does that big fat fuck want to go down there and ruin it?
They could hear Mike Huckabee talking about guns.
Oh, I bet they could. I bet you they would.
Talking about guns.
Oh, really? Shit.
Here he is at the Destiny Worship Center.
In Destin. God.
The culture that we live here, and that frankly, let's live not only over the South, but over the Midwest, and in most of what we call flyover country, is dramatically different than the culture that's lived in the bubbles of New York, Washington, D.C., and Hollywood.
So this is the whole premise of that stupid book of his, is that, you know, we're living in our bubbles, and there's all the good Christian, wonderful people like us in our bubble, and then all the other people, the bad people, are outside the bubble.
Yeah.
Because that's what, you know, that's what we're talking about.
Listen, flyover states, no offense. What the other states are doing while you're sitting there worried about is world flat. Please come frack in my state. Give me earthquakes. No one can read. We don't give up. We want a minimum wage, but yet we elect people that don't want to give us one. We're always at Walmart watching Duck Dynasty. The rest of the country is trying to keep you from killing yourselves, you stupid fuckfaces. Right? Yes. You know what I mean?
Yes. Absolutely.
And Hollywood. And yet they have so much influence. And we tend to think that maybe they are the norm. They think, by the way, we're crazy.
No, you're close. He's close. They think you're stupid.
Yeah. And
you're stupid. No offense.
I don't think he's stupid.
No.
Or crazy. I think he's brilliantly evil.
Right. I think the people that buy God's guns, grits, and
there's your stupid.
They're stupid as fuck.
There's your stupid.
They're dumb.
Though having said that, I would buy it and make fun of it here on the show. I would read passages here on the show.
I'll never forget sitting around with my own staff at Fox News, New Yorkers all.
Uh-oh. That means there were some Jews there.
Oh, no.
Don't you think that's... don't you think that's...
yeah, absolutely. That's code for Jews.
Florida code?
Yeah.
New Yorkers all. Oh. And something came up about guns and... And they were saying about how nobody should ever own an AR-15. Well, there's just no reason to own an assault weapon. And I said, every weapon is an assault weapon.
Oh, Reverend Huckabee, you tell those dumb New Yorkers that everyone's an assault weapon.
When one of these fucking asshole gun nuts says something as stupid as that, you say, hey! Huckabee, I have a question. What did you like best about Sandy Hook? Fuck him. Yeah.
That's the response.
It's just, I don't, how much more of this do we fucking have? I'm going to start.
Huckabee clip? Oh, there's more. Strap in.
Every weapon is an assault weapon. A Fuck pencil you. Is an assault weapon if you poke it in someone's eye.
A pencil is an assault weapon.
A pencil is an assault. Listen to him. Listen to him speak.
Yeah.
If you poke it in someone's eye, hey.
Because there'd be 20 first graders laying in piles on the ground, bleeding to death from having a Sharpie stuffed in their
eye. I might have had
that happen in Sandy.
God. I mean, I might have you stick this fucking assault weapon in my fucking eye. He's going to talk much more. He's a straight up asshole.
Pencil is an assault weapon if you poke it in someone's eye.
God.
And then I really shocked them when I said, AR-15s, I got several of them. They were scared to death. I thought they were going to dive under the table. I really did. It was like they were, oh, he's a psychopath. And I said, you know, let me explain something. I said, the AR-15, yes, it's a powerful rifle, but it is less powerful than the rifle that I deer hunt with. And I said, what you're looking at is all the stuff on it. I said, those are all practical, functional features of the rifle to make it lighter, to make it cooler.
And to make it shoot faster is the key there, you right. fucker. Don't.
If you're a mentally ill person, that means you can walk into a school and kill more children
right.
than with your fucking deer
right.
rifle.
And they're made
dickhead.
Lighter, more manageable. So you're not traipsing through the woods shooting Bambi's mom
Ugh.
With an AR. ARs are made to shoot people. That's the reason
ARs
are made.
And he's not stupid. He understands. He must understand that's why what's the group from Sandy Hook called? The Parents of Sandy Hook or something?
Yeah.
That's the reason they want these fucking limits on the magazine size. Is because that's another bullet. That's one more bullet that can end the life of a fucking child at one of these mass school shootings.
Well, right. And do you need...
He is heartless.
If you need 100 mag... 100 bullet mag, which, you know, okay, 30. If you have a 30... If you need a cartridge right. that holds 30 bullets... If you need that to protect yourself.
Or to kill a deer.
There's more problems.
I mean,
there's
really,
a lot more problems. Yeah. Nobody's using ARs on deer.
Then what are they using them for, man? Defense? Straight up, look at my big fucking sexy gun? Oh, God. I mean, this Huckabee is
That's what they're using them for.
He is a scourge. You know what? This Huckabee's so fucking gross that the dude that raped Ned Beatty in The Deliverance would have started to rape Huckabee. But, you know, I cannot rape him. He's too gross. I'm far too disgusted with him. You know, go about your business. I'm not raping you. Sorry.
You know what soundbite I still have?
You are getting ready to have a blast. But you are not sure about someone's sexual past. Part of the skin of your genital area has a cover. But most is still exposed to your lover. Not anymore. Now, there's Scroguard. The powerful new product that you can wear with any condom.
God, I forgot about the Scroguard.
I forgot about Scroguard.
It's a latex
too.
Diaper you put around your junk so you don't get the herpes.
It's ridiculous.
Or any other skin.
Can
malady.
You handle the end of Huckabee?
Yeah, it's just he's just.
See, what you're looking at is all the stuff on it. I said those are all practical, functional features of the rifle to make it lighter, to make it cooler. To make it easier to hold so that a woman, as well as a man who is short or tall, can use the... I mean...
Okay, can use it... Why is it lighter? Why is it made lighter?
I don't know.
Why is it made easier to carry? For what purpose?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe so it's easier to stow in your car?
To what end are you using that rifle? If you're using it to protect yourself, you don't need an AR.
I know, Pat. It's so you can shoot more motherfuckers quickly.
All of that are practical features.
Fuck you.
And I said, you're just looking at it and you think because you saw it on a Rambo movie that it must be more lethal than anything else. And I said, that's nonsense.
Well, he's the worst public speaker on the planet. Do you listen to what his quote-unquote laugh lines? Do you hear how he's hitting them over the head with a fucking sledgehammer? That's not how you do it, you fucking asshole. Your comedy's gross, and you're gross.
Well, look at the audience out there. It looks like
Rambo.
It looks like a cum shot in a snowstorm.
He's the worst person. He's one of the worst people on the planet right now. He should be fucking disgusted with himself.
And just blatantly pandering because of that book. He doesn't have an amoeba drizzles chance in fucking hell of winning and becoming president. God,
how do you, I mean, if you're tasked,
I might just grab a garbage can and hop in it and put myself in the ocean and hope I drift somewhere safe if fucking Huckabee became president.
Oh God, I just don't fucking, I don't understand it. So it seems like when he's talking about the gun, he's like a short person, a tall person, a fat person. I'm like, are we praising how diverse this fucking weapon of mass destruction is, how it's fucking friendly to any shape or size, creed, religion, person.
Well, he's talking about what a bunch of pussies those New Yorkers were when he mentioned, I've got several AR-15.
Fuck you. Fuck you and your ARs. God.
And they're horrified.
Oh, yeah, we are, dude. We are fucking horrified. We're horrified because all those fucking kids that got shot to death in Sandy Hook and the people that got shot to death in our fucking movie theater in Colorado, it goes on and on and on and on, but it ain't enough. It's not enough. Fuck them. God. God! You gotta be kidding me, so this guy with his fucking book.
If you're in Destin, Florida, find yourself Saturdays and Sundays. They have services there.
What I was about to say is that I don't think my parents would be able to go see him speak because I don't think you'd be able to get a ticket. This is sold out. This is a straight up sold out event, don't you think? People love him down there. Gross.
Destin, Freeport, Crestview, and Panama City Beach. They have four campuses.
Oh, campuses. Campuses. That makes it sound like they're actually teaching people things. They're proliferating knowledge. Huh.
Ooh, employment.
Uh-oh. What does that mean?
Let's see what...
What can you study there? Are these churches or these bullshit church colleges or what is this? What is this?
It doesn't say anything about employment. It's just they don't have... I was hoping they have job openings, but it says, dear applicant.
Ah.
Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus,
blah, 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 blah. Stupid. You stupid losers.
That you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. Colossians 4, chapter 12.
The book of Bullshit.
Verse 12. Yeah, chapter 4, verse 12.
Verse 69 is...
I said it wrong, I apologize. They've got a countdown at the top of their...
Deal the Rapture.
...website. 2 days, 0 hours, 28 minutes, 5, 4, 3, 2, 0, 1, 0, 2759 minutes.
To what?
Their next church service.
Oh, my good God. God. Yeah. Destin, Florida is fucking beautiful, though. It's beautiful. It's a great place to skin dive. Great place to, you know what you can do there? It's pretty awesome. You can take one of these party barges and pilot it out to a sandbar, and everybody goes to the same sandbar, and there's all these different like little bars that are on boats and restaurants. You can
anchor your party. Is yeah. my party.
You know, out of all the songs we play on this show, that's my dad's favorite.
Party Parts?
That's his favorite song. He heard it and asked me to send it to him. So
it's a good song.
Yeah, Alex Voles. Find Alex Voles on Facebook. That's his song. Lots of good music.
What have we got? I've got, we got some Pat Robertson coming up. All kinds of fun stuff. And a right-wing ninnitude. Right now, I've got... mentioned this person in passing yesterday. She was sitting on the panel of Listen to the Person with the Cock, whatever the name of that show is on the five, the...
Outnumbered.
Outnumbered, that's it. Listen to me, I've got a penis.
Starring Keith Ablow.
Let's let four women talk about something for a while and then let the man set them straight.
Listen, ladies. God, you're gross. You're gross, Keith.
Well, yeah, he's Keith Ablow's really one of the more heinous ones.
There better not be any Keith Ablow clips.
This isn't. This is, I don't know what the show was. I don't know if it was that show or whatever. Oh, it is. It's Outnumbered. And, they use the number symbol. Get it? Like a hashtag? Outnumbered. Oh,
Jesus Christ. Everything about Fox is douchey.
And headlining this story and presenting it.
Yay.
And running the interview is none other than... ...90s VJ...
Oh, come on.
...Kennedy...
What the fuck?
...who is now...
She not save her money?
...a brilliant pundit... ...who breaks the mold, really, on Fox.
That's right.
Not that she's unattractive, but she's not blonde.
Right. What the fuck is up with that? It must be her star power. I mean, I'd love to have her career. I don't mean to make fun of it, but my God, she's a VJ.
So we talked about this story at length, like kind of the whole country did, that Oklahoma, the legislation where they're trying to pull funding for advanced placement history because all it teaches is that America's bad, that we had slaves and shit.
Right.
And that we... killed the Indians. When we should say that we brought them the Lord and brought them civilization. They were walking around barefoot with their balls hanging out and shit under loincloths. We brought them Jesus and judgment and stuff.
Yee, not good.
Meanwhile, there's a follow-up on that. There was such a shitstorm that the guy, I forget his name, the idiot, legislator in Oklahoma that proposed this, he's withdrawn it because I'm gonna work on it. It needs some work. We need to do some fine tuning because the country just rained hellfire down on Oklahoma, like trying to rewrite history.
Yeah, rewrite that. Get it back to us whenever.
And remember, in the curriculum, it was they have to study three Reagan speeches.
Yeah,
and the Bible.
How about do that speech where a journalist tries to ask him a question, and instead of answering, he goes, "Well, there you go again." Right. Or wait, no. That was in a debate with Jimmy Carter.
Isn't that funny how he did it? That was in a debate, yeah.
No, it wasn't Jimmy Carter. Who the fuck did he run against?
Mondale.
Oh, my God.
Wasn't it? Didn't he run against Mondale?
I mean, really, I do think the Dems could have done a, I don't know.
Or Dukakis. No, George...
Dukakis ran against George the Senior.
George the Senior.
And, Reagan ran against Mondale, which they should have picked a better candidate, maybe.
So here are the Fox ninnies on Outnumbered on It Takes Four Women to Equal One Man.
Right.
Show. The Kennedy, the single named, was... maybe that's her problem. It's probably not the name you would pick to be a one-named person.
Kennedy.
Because there's others that are arguably more, I mean, more famous.
I mean, you say
there's
problem.
There's more famous Kennedys.
But I mean...
What, it's like, why doesn't somebody name themselves Jesus?
Are you saying why doesn't she have a bigger career? Because...
She might have had a bigger career if she chose a better single name.
I kind of think she's done about the best she could. I mean, she's a VJ. I mean, why did she get that
job? She's a Fox ninny now. She's got to be making coin.
I mean, she's not incredibly talented. Let's not get crazy.
How dare you listen to this brilliant insight here. Where do you hear this policy that she comes up with? Outnumbered.
Well, hello, you Oklahoma lawmakers are debating a bill that would change the advanced placement history curriculum in public schools. The reason? The lawmaker who introduced the measure says the classes don't support the idea of American exceptionalism, blah, 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 blah.
See, she's so great at reading the teleprompter. That's why she's a genius.
I mean, I would fuck that up.
I'm not giving her shit.
But still.
Idea of American exceptionalism, blah, 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 and focus too much on what's bad about America. If the bill is approved, classes would focus on things like the Gettysburg Address and Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech instead of what the lawmaker says is analysis of gender and racial oppression and the lives of marginalized people.
That's how Fox presents it. Did you notice they put in, well, we're going to study Martin Luther King speech.
Marginalized. Marginalized people. She's so affected. God.
The only one out of the four ladies on Outnumbered not showing leg. And my God, if that is that Tonta Rosa over on the left, you can almost see a Muff Burger.
Judge Alex.
Yes.
So here's the man. They have to go to him, of course. I just get to read the prompter, and let's go to the man for our opinion.
Right.
Because it's the Fox show Outnumbered.
There really shouldn't be public schools, should there? I mean, we should really go to a system where parents of every stripe have a choice, have a say, and the kind of education their kids get. Because when we...
What? I should be able to put my kids in dump cunt school.
I mean, damn. I mean, what the fuck?
I mean, we shouldn't have public schools.
People at Fox they have to be like, oh my God, right wing.
But that's what the libertarians want. That's what the Republicans would love to kill public education.
No, you know why they wouldn't? You know why this is not a good idea? Because parents probably across the board love that I have a free place. I can bring my horrendous little crotch spawn for most of the day, and I can go about my business until he's done with school.
But they think
she wants to take that away from you.
They're talking to the trailers at home where they're sitting there saying, I could pull my kids out of that public school where those Negroes are and where they're learning that they're all equal and shit and put them in a good Christian school that teaches them they're special.
Well, they're going to be special.
On the government's dime. That's what they want.
You ever talk to a kid that was homeschooled throughout and then they get done?
Not for more than 10 seconds. They're vapid.
They're vapid.
Not all of them, I'm generalizing.
Listen, that's true, but it's also they're also weird. They're strange.
Right.
They're stupid and kind of strange. It's like talking to a space alien. You know what I mean?
I did know some parents that were qualified educators. They have education degrees, and they homeschooled their kids, but they also had a deal with the high school where the kids were on all the sports, the kids were in after-school clubs. So they weren't horrific little knuckle draggers sitting at home jerking off to the Sears catalog.
Yeah, I mean...
They were, you know... they were...
Today, class, we're going to take out the Sears catalog, turn to page 75.
The brassiere section.
Yeah. This Kennedy person is
that's the only part that's worth listening.
Well, she's
to.
A real dullard. Is, I mean, honestly.
Well, I mean, come on. We shouldn't even have public school.
That's not the VJ I used to know and love.
That's not the one who used to introduce those Madonna videos.
Right.
Coming up is Madonna in her next video.
You run. Name it. Name that tune. Flock of Seagulls.
Oh, I wouldn't have...
Gotta get
away. It would
have
taken me a while to guess that one.
Oh, God.
That's Kennedy.
Yes, today's show is all about...
Not John F.
Right.
Today's
no,
show's
no.
About,
yeah, yeah.
Today's show's
about dipshits. I think what I'm going to just do, I'm in like 80 font for the blog post. That, go to crabdiving.com to catch up on all the past shows of episodes of this great... podcast, internet radio show, in huge font, I'm just going to write dipshit. That our show is called Dipshits today. It's just about dipshits.
It's Dipshit Thursday.
And the dipshits that fucking vote for them.
That's the problem. The problem is the apathy of people that have brains. Because if you look at all the issues, obviously the Republicans are scared shitless over the fact that people might go out and vote. Because they're doing everything they can to keep it to just the angry white ones that are out voting.
You know, I mean, maybe she's on to something here. Maybe we get rid of all public school and we just have people homeschooled. So at least,
oh God.
But at least, at the very least, when these mentally ill right-wing nut job kids decide that, I don't know, they're hearing voices and it's time to go blow up the school, they'll just shoot each other up.
House.
You know what I mean? And, yeah, and they won't affect any other family. I don't know. I'm trying to look for a silver lining.
Something to think about, I guess. This before we get to Pat Robertson, God, this is so much
Pat
to get
Robertson.
To. I have to play this clip. Laura Ingraham. It's really interesting because I just didn't know that Laura Ingraham was that heinous. She kind of crawled up on us. Like, it was almost as if she was kind of normal conservative. And then I don't know if she's jealous of Ann Coulter or what's going on, but more and more, Laura Ingraham is saying more and more heinous bullshit. Don't you think?
Laura Ingraham. I'm getting her fucked up with someone that used to be the president
on,
of
Little
SAG.
House on the Prairie, Laura Ingalls.
Laura Ingalls, the girl
who is the character that the former president of SAG played on a TV show in the 70s.
Yes. That, when I, you didn't hear the part where I said I was mixed up?
Well. Well, you know, one of the things that Obama has
Obama left
the big cock print of tyranny on these past couple of weeks that has the right all upset is that he has evilly designated a couple of new national monuments and parks.
Okay.
And we can't be having none of that.
God damn it, that's a good thing. Where else are you going to have your barbecue, stupid?
Well, listen to this heinous sea hag.
Wow. Oh.
And how she finds a way to shit all over.
Yummy.
One of the president's choices of a monument, of a new national monument.
Yes.
It kind of ties in with Oklahoma in an interesting way. But here is Laura Ingraham with just the bile spewing from her maw.
So now the president announced these new national monuments. Okay, this is a big deal for him because, you know, it's the federal government and they're cordoning off particular areas.
I hear she's angry because she auditioned to sing bass in Sha-na-na.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And was not picked.
She's got a lovely baritone. And listen to her voice, though. God, she sounds like a straight-up asshole. Do you hear the tone? Cordoning off. Cordoning off. I mean, this is a good thing he's doing. He's giving us more national parks. Isn't that good? What's wrong with that?
It's the government stealing the land from the people that want to strip mine it like it God intended.
You know what a great thing about these parks and shit? Chicago. The fucking whole north side coast and a lot of the south side is it's all public. Because it's a national park or a state park, right? The lakefront.
Probably state park.
State park. It's a park, you know.
Right.
The government did that. And it's nice.
It's one of Daley's good things.
I mean, it's not a nice place to go to the bathroom.
That
state,
he did.
Those park restrooms.
Oh,
yeah. It's one of the good things Daley did, right? As opposed to the other
Millennium Park on the south side?
But parks are great, aren't they? What do you hate about parks? What do you hate most about parks?
There's nothing.
You know?
I love parks.
Why is this? I'm losing my mind.
Listen. Laura Ingraham has a point.
As national landmarks. And it's, you know, it's nice to see Monument National Park or, you know, the great big national parks that we love, Grand Tetons. You know, you go up to Glacier National Park. This is just beautiful. But the president has, well, some different ideas.
So she's okay with the trees and the mountains and the shit. But then again, she wouldn't be because then it would be a land grab.
You know where she's going with this? And this is what I think. She's going, you know, like MacArthur Park. It's a huge park. It's, you know, owned by the city or something. I guess it's a city park maybe. But it's a green space in an urban area. And guess what? You're going to get lots of homeless people sitting there and living there because they don't have anywhere else
that's
to live.
Where she's going. She's got a specific...
I thought she had problems
with parks.
It's
about a specific choice.
Oh, okay.
One of the national parks that they announced yesterday was not far from Pearl Harbor. It's the Honolulu internment camp. Opened in 1943 and was the longest used and largest site for holding Japanese Americans, European Americans, and resident immigrants in Hawaii.
So it was one of those heinous camps that is one of the dark periods of our history. When we took American citizens and threw them in camps because they were Japanese.
So she doesn't like the fact that they're being turned into a monument?
It shows something bad about America. Right. America ain't perfect. We didn't do everything perfectly, Ryan. It shows that America was a bunch of fucking assholes sometimes. We made mistakes.
God, this person is heinous. Horrendous person. Yeah.
She would put a Starbucks over Auschwitz.
Here she wants to put a Gap or pottery barn in this fucking internment camp.
It's anti-German. We don't want to cast a bad history. We're getting rid of AP history and Germany.
And I tell you something. Is she saying that we've talked about this internment camp thing enough? Because I don't think we have.
Has not been told nearly enough.
Right.
Internment camp, which once held captive 400 civilian internees and 4,000 prisoners of war, will be managed by the National Park Service. Honolulu represents a dark period in our history when thousands of Japanese Americans in Hawaii and across the country were forced into internment camps.
So this point is that, well, here's Obama again putting the spotlight on something bad instead of American exceptionalism. Why doesn't he shine the spotlight on our big white Christian cock?
Guy, what do these people want? What do they want? Do they want us to just sit around and suck each other's dick? Oh, you're the best one. You're the best. No, you're the best.
It's scary.
It's not productive.
This terrifying nationalism of, well, we've got to sweep all of our mistakes under the rug. These are the same morons who still think Iraq was a good idea.
I think we should be proud that this space is being turned into a monument. I think it's a good thing that we can finally, as a country, understand that that was shitty. That was horrendous.
I think you should take every school there and say, look at this horrible thing.
Absolutely.
That fear made us do.
We don't want to do it again.
Assholes.
It's being humble.
We're probably not going to get to Pat Robertson. But here's the rest.
Jesus Christ.
If we can get through Laura Ingraham.
During World War II. Well, guys, he's announcing this today. Why would we want to make this a national monument? This should be bulldozed. What?
Why?
So she would bulldoze it. She would bulldoze Auschwitz.
She wants to bury it.
I was trying to be hyperbolic, but if this were Germany, she would want to bulldoze Auschwitz.
She wants to pretend like it never happened.
Right.
It's easier to deal with it like that. Oh, you're horrendous. Not you. I'm talking to the sound clip.
I'm telling you, this always goes back to we're a rotten country with a rotten past, and get used to it.
Yeah.
Get used to it and...
No, we're a country that has done some rotten things in our past, and we should remember that.
So we don't do them again.
Not make that mistake again, you twat.
Right.
Acknowledge it. Grind it into the faces of the American public. I don't get this.
Of course you don't, because you're an idiot.
Yeah, you're an asshole. Most assholes don't. Fuck you.
If we're gonna go down this road, I think we should just really open up the gates for national monuments. Why don't we? One of the national monuments could be, I don't know, the Oprah House where they.
What has Oprah done?
What
Oprah?
Fuck.
What is Oprah getting collateral? I mean, I ain't.
What?
The hugest Oprah fan. Yeah. But Oprah's getting some collateral damage here.
Why? Who is this person? What network is she on?
This is her own show.
Is she
on radio
Fox?
She's a contributor on Fox, but she's got she's a syndicated. She's on AM radio, for nut jobs.
Good heavens.
One of the national monuments could be...
Nestled between the man boobs of Hannity and Rush Limbaugh, I'm sure.
I don't know, the Oprah House where they... Vacation in Hawaii, one of those Oprah Winfrey houses. Make that a national monument while they're there. Oh, I see what people are saying, that it's in Hawaii, so it gives the president more opportunities to go to Hawaii on the taxpayer. Okay. We're just a rotten country. Get off your high horse, America, and go visit the internment camp.
Does that make any sense whatsoever?
No. No, I'm no longer mad at her. I am not. Because
she's now crossed over into just profoundly stupid.
She needs a helper. She needs to be assisted. She needs to live in a home. She needs to get meds of some sort every day because she's mentally fucking ill. And I hope to God she isn't allowed a firearm.
Well, we got about 3 minutes left here on the big show. We're going to squeeze Pat in.
Oh.
We can always squeeze Pat in.
God, I'm going to lose my mind.
Pat Robertson, ladies and gentlemen. On
his, you find any diamonds today, dickhead?
Club.
Dickhead.
Talking about the, we talked about it yesterday, the wedding cake I can't say tar. Damn it, the fuckwad.
This is Gordon. Gordon talked about that
yesterday.
Didn't
want to, do a wedding cake for a couple of homosexuals.
This is stupid. Who's
in trouble? There's another one. There was, a florist yesterday, I think. There was a second one in a different state where it was a florist who was saying, I ain't giving flowers to faggots.
No problem. They're going to sue the fuck out of you, dumbass.
They lost. Well, here's Pat talking about these poor Christian florists and bakers.
A Washington State florist who refused to provide flowers for a gay wedding.
That's not Pat. That's one of his news. CBN News. This is from the CBN News
Bureau.
He's
the correspondent.
Has been found guilty of breaking the law. Benton County Superior Court Judge Alex Ekstrom ruled Wednesday that Baronell Stutzman, the owner of Arlene's Flowers, violated...
Okay, skipping.
Well, I think there's got to be some intelligent judge in the state of Washington who would rule against this. This is just outrageous. To say that some procedural anomaly in the statute overrules the fundamental religious freedoms of the people is just crazy. And I hope that the lawyers for this florist will appeal this thing to some to get into the federal courts. But this is outrageous. To tell a florist that she's got to provide flowers for a particular kind of wedding? What if somebody wanted to marry his dog?
There it is.
My.
There God. It is.
That is the... Oh, man.
What if somebody's daughter was marrying a Negro?
I mean a dog.
That's where Terry would be like, Pat, that's legal now.
Pat.
Oh.
Yeah.
She's got to have flowers for that? What if there's a polygamous situation where a guy has five wives and he wants to have five ceremonies?
Then he's going to make a shit ton of money with a lot of flowers.
I don't care. There's not one florist that is turning that down. That's a lot of fucking money.
Yeah, I think they might be okay with that.
I don't understand. They're letting their fucking homophobic bullshit get in the way of dollar signs. No, I do not comprehend this bullshit.
And they're not going to... Nobody is dragging them into the bed at night to watch penis violate starfish. Nobody's asking them to hold the butt cheeks apart while somebody does some plowing for
them. I mean, has there ever been a time in the history where the government has actually acted and created like a new market? I mean, this is great. If you're in the wedding biz, you just got a shit ton more business out of fucking nowhere.
And,
you didn't have to do anything.
I think the smart ones are keeping their fucking mouths shut because there's only a few that are making stinks and they're losing left and right.
If you're a wedding videographer, one of these fucking charlatans that shoots your wedding and then puts a star wipe on it, now you have that twice as much.
Yeah, the story's on our Facebook of one of the victories, and the judge ruled in his ruling. He wrote something cool to the effect of, he said, no court has ever held that religiously motivated conduct, expressive or otherwise, trumps state discrimination law in public accommodations. Yeah. No court has ever found that. Remember that, you Christian ninnies.
Yeah, remember that.
When you're trying that bullshit.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
That's
right. A fucking great saying, by the way. People don't use that enough.
I know, and they should put more in their pipes and smoke it. We're going to be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Same bat time, same bat channel, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, here live for you. We're available as
we're
a podcast later in the evening. And crabdiving.com. You can also get us at iTunes and on Stitcher. Don't forget to follow us on all the social media. Go to crabdiving.com for links to all of our social media sites. Mr. Ryan Pfeiffer is going to be doing some comedia-ing type stuff Go see him, find out where, when, and follow his funny Twitter feed at Rated R Comedy.
Follow the very funny Twitter feed of Matt Vile.
Really not. Nothing ever happens on my Twitter
feed. Come on, at Vile Experience. Follow him, all right?
And don't forget crabdiving.com/live, 24/7 streaming entertainment for y'all, and crabdiving.com for podcasting entertainment for y'all. We'll be back tomorrow. Bye-bye.
DTFN.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.